This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hey, 646. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Palermo, WWL.com. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, talking some LSU football. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right, sir. 9 days away now, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, seven days away. Next Saturday. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Not tomorrow, yeah. But next Saturday, LSU takes on Clemson. 7:30 kickoff, all action right here on WWL. As I somebody says something? What are you saying? They're telling me something, Jeff. I don't know. If you could tell me. If not, leave me the hell alone.
I'm not saying anything.
No, I know you're not, but I don't know what they're trying to do here. I don't know if it's 7:30 here or 8:30 there. I don't know. We'll figure all that out between now and then. LSU is a 3.5-point underdog. That's, again, keep in mind a lot about balancing the book. Let's talk about special teams, because I know you got a story up at WWL.com. Tell me how the LSU special teams are looking, because it's a very important part of the game with which LSU struggled a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they really haven't been that great with Brian Kelly at the helm. Especially his first year here, he had Brian Polian here as a special teams coordinator he brought from Notre Dame, and we all remember all those special teams miscues in the first game of the season against Florida State in the Superdome, and it never really got a ton better after that. They had trouble finding guys to return punts, and there were breakdowns, and it was just bad. It got a little bit better last year, but even towards the end of last season, I would say it got much better. If you remember that Oklahoma game, LSU actually had two kickoff returns for a touchdown with Aaron Anderson and Xavion Thomas. So it got better as the season went along, but they brought in Berrion Brown, the transfer from Kentucky. He's expected to be much more of a playmaker, and they really want to get the punt return game going. I mean, LSU has had such a long history of great punt returners, and Odell Beckham and Patrick Peterson and Tyrann Mathieu and DJ Chark, and it's really been a game the facet of the game that's really been missing from LSU here over the last couple of years, and they'd like to try to bring it back. Now, Xavion Thomas transferred in from Mississippi State last season, but he really had a very minimal impact. So the idea this year is hopefully they can get Xavion Thomas going, or they got Berrion Brown, or you can try Aaron Anderson back there again. So they got certain guys back there that they feel like that has a chance to make something happen. And then they've also brought in a new special teams analyst, and Brian Kelly really feels good about him. I mean, if you look at LSU's on-field or the 10 main assistant coaches, there's no one there listed as a special teams coordinator. But now that analysts can actually coach on the field, you can use an analyst to do that. That's exactly what LSU's done in this case. And Brian Kelly thinks they got a good one here. You know, Damian Ramos has been, you know, really.
Tell you
really...
what, Jeff, let me take a break. I want to pick it up there when we come back because I want to talk about, okay. What is it, Bigfoot? What do I call him? Bigfoot Burrell. Yeah.
Aaron Burrell, yeah.
Because he has a hammer, man, but I don't know if he's any good at kicking field goals or not, but I'd like to see him nail a 70-yarder.
Yeah.
6:50, 10 till 7. They were trying to tell me it's 8 days away. Either way, the game is next Saturday, and I think we're all aware of that. Let's look at traffic now on WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Let's talk about Bigfoot Burrell, number 32 for LSU. I guess there's a distinction, Jeff, with kicking off because you get to use a tee as opposed to field goals and it's on the ground, or has Burrell been practicing any field goals? What do you know?
Yeah, he would be, Damian Ramos has been really good for LSU. In particular, the last two seasons, he's made about 80% of his field goals. But Damian doesn't really have the strongest leg. From within 50 yards, I think LSU feels really good about him. I know he's been trying to, you know, extend his length and so forth as on field goals. But, I mean, if LSU was ever in a situation where they had to kick a 56, 57-yarder or something and the game was on the line, I think Aaron Burrell would probably be their guy. I mean, he's been LSU's kickoff specialist on kickoffs. I think he was ranked third in the country or something like that in touchbacks last year. So he's been really good on the kickoffs and just booming the ball into the end zone and taking away the kick return game for the other team. So this is Damian Ramos' last year at LSU. Chance for Burrell to potentially be the full-time field goal kicker next year. But for right now, Ramos is going to be handling your field goals and PATs, and then Burrell will continue to be your kickoff specialist. And then Grant Chadwick, a transfer from Middle Tennessee, who had a really good season as a freshman for the Blue Raiders last year, will handle the punting duties. And last year, it was not a very good season punting the football for LSU. So that's another game where they're another part of the game where they're trying to improve that area as well. So. You know, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of areas where LSU is looking to improve, and special teams is just one of them.
How different is this LSU's team going to be from last year's, just in terms of personnel with the transfer portal and everything else?
I just think they got so much more depth this season. You know, last year, Jacobian Guillory gets hurt early on in the year, and, it created, I don't want to say panic, but LSU was moving, got freshmen from defensive end to defensive tackle, and they just didn't have really enough bodies to play defensive tackle last season. You know, Harold Perkins' injury, created a lack of depth. They just didn't have enough in the defensive secondary. They basically played three cornerbacks all season long, and now there's on every spot on defense, there is a backup for the backup, or there's a backup for the starter. And I think that gives LSU a lot more, a better feeling going into the season, more depth on the offensive line, a ton of receivers. They're thin at running back. I mean, really, if they suffer an injury at running back, that's where there could be an issue. But a lot more depth on this team, and I just think a lot more talent overall.
8 days from now, they take on Clemson. Then before you know it, they'll be playing Alabama on November 8th in a blink of an eye. A lot of action between then. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too, Tommy. Thanks.
Hey, Jeff's got a nice article about the kickers and the special teams up at WWL.com if you'd like to check it out. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk to somebody about something. I don't have the guest sheet in front of me. Who are we talking to? Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics, about a special session.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.